All right, so look, I'm going to play this intro track. I want to hear your fucking mouth, okay?
What?
I don't want to hear you. I already know you about to have some shit to say about this.
This shit sucks, nigga.
And I don't want to hear that shit. I don't know how I'm going to fuck it.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all.
Stay with me. Just stay with me.
I see how you were there for me, and I can say never.
Hey, listen, shouts out to everybody that has been rocking with us through 2020. The year is over.
I hate niggas like you.
When the year is over.
I hate niggas like you.
COVID-19.
Nigga, COVID gonna be here on January
2nd. Right?
Shut up, bro.
We made it through all that shit.
Barely, nigga.
Can you cuss over never would have made it?
Yes, the fuck I can.
I'm wiser.
Come on, man.
Turn this shit off,
I'm
bro.
Better.
Yeah, we going out to some nasty shit, my nigga.
That's some nasty shit?
No, we going out to some nasty shit, nigga.
Oh, hell yeah. We just wanted to come in like that. Hey, listen, man. Shouts out to everybody that has been sticking with us since 2020 started. We never would have got to this place without y'all. You see how I brought that shit full circle. We are so fucking happy to be here, man. This is the last fucking episode of the year.
Yeah.
Niggas is going on vacation.
Nigga, yes the fuck we is. I got families to do.
I can't argue with these niggas all the time. At some point, I got to take a break.
Nigga, fuck you.
Yo, what's the fuck? Okay, man, we got a fucking black business for today, man. The black business
of today.
Bro, put
your fucking baritone Jones voice on.
Yo, shouts out to the nigga baritone. He's not here. He's never here anymore, y'all.
Nah, that nigga taking care of fucking DC Athletics. Shout out to DC Athletics.
Shout that shit out, man.
He getting these kids right, Barry Bonds right.
Come on, man.
I'm talking about post-steroids era.
Come on, man.
Post-steroids era.
Come on, man. Black business of the day. What's good, y'all? This is Baritone Jones. And black business for today is Jordy's Jars and More, Baked Goods and More. Shouts out to Jordy Jars. You know we love you over here at the Outrighteous Podcast. Make some motherfucking noise for Jordy Jars, man.
Jordy Jars?
Jordy Jars. Shouts out to Jordy
lit.
Jars. Before we get into this fucking content.
Talk to me.
It's the last episode of the year.
Yes.
Emotionally.
Hold on. Before you get in, niggas, I know the fuck I am. Most versatile last name in the motherfucking game. Bedside fucking Benson.
Come on, man.
You feel me? You fucking lit out
fucking
here.
Fucking respect on that.
Hey,
man.
You know what my name is today?
What is it?
Clubhouse Benson.
Hey.
No. Is that and fifth batch Benson? Because I'm taking the fifth batch of fucking COVID virus, COVID vaccine.
And moderator Benson.
Yeah, you feel me?
You bitch is not moderating yet.
Talk to me. Big name Clubhouse.
Come on, man. Stop playing with that, man. That man is a legend on Clubhouse already. Nigga, it's like week three.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. It's like the fourth time today. Not today. Probably this week.
Yeah.
And nigga was just like, oh, the podcast. Let me just podcast. Come on now. Stop playing with
Wait, me. Niggas. Wait, hold on. You
niggas,
said niggas hit you.
Niggas asked me to in a minute. It was like, yo, I'm like, yo, I'm chilling, working, grinding. They said, yo, the podcast, bro. You didn't know what I said. Man. Yo, come on now, man.
I'm dropping hella bombs. It's like day one all over. The Clubhouse is going. Before we get into that shit, check in with me, my nigga. Wait.
Tired. Oh.
I don't give a fuck about how your mental health is.
Sorry.
I'm asking you.
of course we're black men.
Don't give a fuck about
that,
your
that
mental health.
That is probably the most black male thing you ever said to me, bro. I don't give a fuck about your mental health.
Okay. I'm asking
you. Cool.
Last episode of the year.
Yeah.
Last pod of the year.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
We grew a fucking lot in 2020.
That's a fact.
We got our fucking stacks up.
That is a fact.
In 2020. We got richer.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That is a fact.
A lot of firsts for me. But you know what I mean?
Come on, man. That's what we do.
And my look, it was crazy. My goal, it was just like, yo, what's your goal and shit? I said, bro, I just want to stop the curse of first.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the first nigga, but I don't want my kids to be the first niggas.
Yeah, no more. Yeah, that first gen shit sucked.
That fucking blows, bro.
I'm not going to hold you. First gen shit is low-key the worst shit that you could ever, like,
clueless
it's cool.
As fuck.
It's cool.
Behind the curve.
Yeah. When niggas be like, oh, yo, you the first person to do that shit lit as fuck. I'd be not really, because I had to do this shit on my own, and then I got hella bruises from trying to do this shit on my own.
They know what the fuck was going on.
So, no, you're not going to be the first. Nah, fuck all that. All that first shit, that shit is dead. Nigga, we legendary.
Congratulations to everything that's first, though. Oh, congratulations to everybody that graduated this semester, too.
Congratulations to the niggas that we got started podcasting.
Ooh.
It's a lot of niggas that
we inspiring niggas?
I think that we are.
Are we birthing niggas?
I think some of these niggas is our sons. And I ain't talking about Phoenix, nigga. I'm not talking about Phoenix, nigga. Shouts out to all of you niggas that look up to us. And I'm talking specifically to our sons. If you are one of our sons, then you know exactly who the fuck
yo,
I'm talking to.
Yo, them niggas don't fuck with us no more. Talking about you,
you know who the fuck y'all
sons,
is, man.
Nigga?
Hey, round of applause for you niggas, man. Round of applause for the motherfuckers that's doing this shit because they. No, I'm dropping bombs for niggas who doing this shit because they passionate about
man,
it.
Get to the fucking topics. Fuck these niggas. Well, not fuck them, but like, fuck these niggas.
I'm gonna give niggas my shout outs real quick. I'm moving mine to the beginning. Shouts out to, make sure y'all fucking rate, like, subscribe, all that shit on Apple Podcasts. If you have left a review, shouts out to you. It's too fucking many of y'all for it not to be flooded with reviews. Yeah. So if you listen to this podcast, which 85% of you niggas do, don't ask me how I know through Apple Podcasts. Make sure y'all leave a fucking review. Leave some stars on that bitch. If you part of the Beehive, that's what I named your fan base. The Beehive? You don't like that? I thought I was on some shit. The bed bugs.
I like mine. I might fuck with that.
Yeah. Shouts out to the bed bugs.
Shouts out to my bed bugs. That shit hit, bro. Yo. That shit hit, bro.
Yo, shouts out to the bed bugs, shout man. Bed if you bugs, listen for Don, nigga. Shouts out. Don is not here today. We had you for 6 minutes. We already have your stream. Get the fuck out of here. Don's not here. If you listen for me, shouts out to you. If you listen for all three of us, we love you. Shouts out to you. Make sure y'all leave a fucking rate. Subscribe.
Yes, sir.
The fucking topics that we have today. Do you have a PSA?
Yes, the fuck I do.
What is your PSA?
My PSA is this, bro. Like, so obviously, if you a nigga of importance or if a nigga of relevancy,
oh, you're doing this early. Early.
You have you probably hip to or are already in the space called Clubhouse, right?
That's a fact.
So Clubhouse is a chat room app, audio chat room app where niggas is lit. You feel me? The best description when niggas ask me is basically a whole bunch of room or panel discussions.
Yeah.
And you can either be the listener or the panelist.
That's a fact.
And that's just chosen by the moderator, all that shit. That's probably the easiest way I can explain this damn app. You feel me?
For sure.
So, it's very new. And how you get in is by invite only. So, you must invite your friend to get on it.
You niggas don't have friends that's on Clubhouse to even get invited.
You feel me? Now, this is my PSA for you niggas.
Let's get to it.
Let me say one more thing before I get my PSA.
All right, go ahead. Then I'm gonna say something about your PSA.
See, listen. Now how I was working right now, it's very network based. So it's a lot of rooms for like, yo, if you're interested in Bitcoin and real estate, you got a room for that. If you're interested in creativity, shit like that, and a lot of people are like, you know, you find people in your city, so it might have rooms like, oh, yo, creatives in Cleveland, or like real estate in Cleveland, yada yada yada, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Then you have bigger names with more national rooms. Where niggas might be, oh, yo, like Joe Budden, Meek Mill.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Niggas is getting litty. You feel me?
For sure.
So, this is my PSA. It has to be kept invite only. Because I don't want you niggas coming in. And I said it with the ER. Wow. I don't want you niggas coming in. I don't. They didn't hear this. No, they need to hear this. I don't want you niggas in there. Because you're going to fuck it up. You're going to fuck up the rooms, you're going to fuck up the vibes, and you're going to make this shit to some nigga shit again. Now, let me tell you something. I can smell it now.
Yeah.
Niggas beefing in a Clubhouse room.
Oh, niggas have already been beefing in a Clubhouse room.
I'm talking about like not niggas who got rich money. That's content.
Oh, you talk. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
about. Niggas shooting niggas like, motherfucker, sorry, I ain't no bitch. Yeah, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for dudes getting caught up in Clubhouse rooms, cheating and all that. I ain't got time for that either. I don't got time, though. Niggas out here doing the wild rooms, my nigga.
This is the funny shit, too.
Keep the space clean.
Hold on. Yo, I think as a group, we're like 3 weeks maybe now into Clubhouse, two or 3 weeks into Clubhouse. And every room that you've just said, I was involved in some extent. And like, also, why shit? Let me share my Clubhouse stories. Okay. Before I share my Clubhouse story, let me say this. What's every that? Time you PSA and it starts with a sigh, I know niggas have you always fucked up that
because,
week.
Bro, these niggas, like, I saw a room, bro. Niggas, men. And when I say this, I'm not saying this in no homosexuality, no bullshit, but I'm just talking about the ridiculousness of what the behavior is. Not talking about the, what the fuck, like, you could be a man, it doesn't matter, you could be whatever you wanted to be and did this shit, you still a wild nigga. Niggas is in that bitch moaning for $300.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes, baby. Like, nigga, what? Like, nigga, yo, niggas moaning on Clubhouse, bro. Niggas had, like WAP. Like, bro, what is niggas on, bro? Get the network.
Hey.
Like, the network is a network.
So,
no,
look.
Your network is your net worth.
That's a fact. Give niggas jewelry.
Come on now.
BBS's,
nigga.
I hate to disappoint you. I hate to disappoint you.
Why? Because don't let me find a moan in the chat.
I was in that bitch warming up. I was in the audience, Johnny, but I was definitely at home. Like,
yo. Talk about. Never this nigga dead was me.
Bro, I'm usually on that bitch to network for the past 3 weeks. I've been trying to network.
Oh, God. And it's been working out, too.
But I'm a hustler, nigga. I seen that 300.
How you know the going to come? Who's
it don't matter, nigga. You tell me it's an opportunity out here,
so you, and you would have told her your Snapchat, your Cash App over fucking thing. There's no DMs in Clubhouse.
I'm DMing
either.
You on the gram. Give me my cash reward. I'm DMing you on the gram.
Well, what? She don't give it to you.
This is
what,
then
you're like a fool.
Like a fucking doofus, like you said. I look like a fucking doofus, bro.
Niggas is moaning and shit on
I was
on
warming
Clubhouse,
my shit up.
Bro?
This is what I realized about moaning on Clubhouse, though. And this is what I realized. This shit is wild. This is what I realized about moaning as a man without having any type of action being done.
Right.
You can't do that shit and then not be weird. So I was trying to warm myself up by, like, fake stroking shit. Like, yeah, I was down bad.
Fake what?
I was fake stroking. I was,
Bro, next topic, bro.
I was fake stroking.
You a head ass nigga, bro.
I wanted that $300.
Bro, 300? Is that, like, bro, what?
Oh, son, that's a... That's a new mic. That's a new mic. I'm trying to do this for us, nigga.
I'm on it for us.
Yeah.
What?
I'm telling you. But yo, that's not even the weirdest shit that happened on Clubhouse. And I do want
to
talk about the Netflix shit. I mean, the networking shit. But did you hear about Lakeith Stanfield on Clubhouse?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
You do. Lakeith Stanfield is the nigga who played Snoop Dogg in Straight Outta Compton.
Oh.
He played in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. He a little weird.
Lakeith Stanfield had niggas.
He a genius, though.
Yeah, very smart nigga. Very creative nigga.
What'd he do?
He had niggas on Clubhouse. So you know how, since we don't have the ability to upload pics or send messages, right? Like, niggas have been changing their avies, right?
Yeah.
He had niggas pulling to refresh on their avies, and when you were pulling refresh, you were supposed to have a picture of your feet in that bitch.
What? Yeah. Why would you bomb that shit?
I don't know. I saw a red button and I had to push it.
So niggas had corns in the motherfucking video?
Niggas
patties?
Had corns, pedicures.
Why?
Don't ask me how I know.
For women or men,
don't
period.
Ask me how I know.
He's on feet.
I wasn't in that room.
Oh, that nigga is weird. Bro.
I was in the moan room. And then after the moan room, they had a throat baby room. I tried to get in that room. I was with my girl.
The throat baby room?
Had to get the fuck out
of
there.
So you hear motherfuckers goggling on dick in the motherfucking room, bro?
Hey, listen. I like what I like. Clubhouse is invite only right now.
No. I got another PSA.
What's up?
Nigga, okay. We're going to pause the Clubhouse conversation real quick.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
I have to give a PSA on these niggas.
What they do?
Companies only give a fuck about shit when money gets involved.
Okay, tell me about that shit.
The Hub.
Oh, the Hub is going. The Hub is crazy.
I know exactly
what you're talking about.
Let me inform the people.
Yeah.
Yo, so Pornhub this week had to delete. If you're not a verified profile user, like to upload content, your page got deleted.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously there's been a campaign of sex trafficking and stuff like that on Pornhub. Now, me personally, when I go look to my hub, I get certified. I use certified pages. You feel me?
Hey, yo, get the fuck. Hey, this nigga just gave me a thumbs up.
if it was a camera, I would look at it and wink. When I whack my meat,
they're only on verified.
Nigga, only on verified skeets. You
only
feel me?
On verified skeets, bro.
So, no, but on some real shit, though. So, like, nigga, so basically these pages got deleted and shit. The reason why Pornhub deleted it because Visa and MasterCard, two of the probably actually the biggest card people besides American Express, because I don't think any other card companies, if you do it besides that, nigga, I'm...
I don't even think you could buy anything.
I think you can. I'm not even uni. Even yeah. No yeah. Fraud. Yeah. So they said they're not gonna let our users do transactions on Pornhub any longer since there's an increase of sex trafficking videos and stuff like that, if you play for like Pornhub Premium, we're not gonna let our users, I think for credit cards,
yeah,
they're not gonna let people do transactions to Pornhub. It's gonna get blocked.
Yeah,
you will not receive money. When I mean Pornhub did that shit over fucking night, my nigga. Yeah. Like, yo, all the fucking good shit went away, nigga. On God.
This is where, so I'm like you. When I'm in the hubs, I do like my verified work.
You feel me?
I like my work that has a blue check. But sometimes, if it don't have a blue check, the camera angles ain't going to be the best. Because amateur be cool, but the camera angles be so fucked up sometimes that I be having to imagine. I'm not on my porn and use my imagination.
Nigga, one time I was doing this, thug, this is the phone fell to the bed, my nigga.
Yeah, come on, man.
I
was like,
yo, nigga had the new episode of something. I said, yo.
Yeah, come on. Yo, hey.
Turn down the TV, my nigga.
Real shit, while we here, you ever been watching some amateur shit? If this fucked up, if you looking to get the sponsorship off this episode, I apologize. Yo, to our shout-outs. You ever been watching an amateur video and then it be some wild shit playing in the background? Like, niggas be watching Four Brothers in the background? That shit, personally, I just don't need that. I need it quiet.
I definitely heard the TD Jakes in the background.
I already have my shit playing in the background to cover up what I'm doing here. I don't need your shit in the background, too. But I am here for Pornhub finally making that move and getting rid of the content that was mass suspect.
Yeah, you gotta slide.
You gotta get that shit the fuck out of there. So shouts out to them niggas over at Pornhub. That's our fucking tech world update. If you niggas didn't know, now you know. That's tech world.
I'm done with you, bro.
That's tech world.
This nigga said the tech world is Pornhub taking off sex trafficking videos.
That's tech world.
For Visa and MasterCard not doing transactions.
Technology, anymore. Money, people, tech world. I want to talk about Clubhouse.
Go back to Clubhouse.
Going back to Clubhouse. We're 3 weeks into this shit.
Yes.
And we've been very active on this bitch. We've been in different rooms. We've been talking to people. We've been listening to people.
We've been lit.
One of my biggest takeaways, I want to know what yours is, but one of my biggest takeaways from this app, man, I was talking to somebody and we were talking about the intent behind using Clubhouse and how even if Clubhouse is to move from being invite only, if you get on Clubhouse and you cultivate your feed to have things that are networking, business.
And shit.
If you get the algorithm to work for what you are using Clubhouse for, then you'll be cool.
Yeah.
I think that if you get on Clubhouse and if you get the fucking up in rooms where it's nothing but bullshit, I don't want to hear niggas complain about Clubhouse is filled with nothing but bullshit. If you form the algorithm to look like that for you, that's your fucking fault.
That's definitely your
fault. This is the crazy shit about it. I'm like, how the fuck was I able to get on Clubhouse and cultivate my algorithm to show me this shit that's so beneficial to me? But when I got on shit like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of this shit, I never thought, yo, let me form this shit to everything that empowers me.
Think about this. We got on Instagram when we was fucking like 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to see fights. I wanted to see a whole bunch of ass. I wanted to see every fucking thing. Even how I consume my content is even more mature. And I'm going to get back to Clubhouse. Let me just talk about this real quick. Like, Clubhouse, I'm really only following, like, content creation, podcasting, branding. Like, shit that I know for a fact is the shit I want to be. I'm a student of the game, so why'd I not take more classes? You feel me?
Yeah.
Let me get my hours in.
Especially when it's free.
Come on now. I got to get my free credit hours in. You feel me? I'm trying to graduate on time.
On
Instagram, even I'm trying to cultivate. And not cultivate, that's the wrong word I want to use. I'm sound
curate?
Curate. Not even curating, because I'm sounding fake educated. You know what I'm saying? You know how niggas put in high...
High class shit.
You really know the word, you're like, you don't use that right. I'm just really trying to, like, get my shit right, bro. I'm going to keep it like how I say it, like, get my Instagram right, bro. I'm leaving me now, like, niggas that got close friends, bro, I'm really starting to, like, go away from certain niggas with, like, close friends. Some niggas is going out. All they do is talk about the people they fucking.
That is true.
And they go out sad every time. Like, they go out. I knew a shorty, bro. She literally talked about literally the nigga she was fucking. I was like, bro, I'm not saying I don't care. Because I was like, you my peoples. But it's like... It's like you did the nigga consent to this too? Like, not like, you see what I'm saying? Like, you telling this nigga business to the fucking world. It's like, did he consent to the business too? Like, it is weird shit like that.
Niggas get violated in close friends for sure.
niggas get definitely too much. Yeah. Some niggas had a slide, when they got the green, I don't even like tap.
Yeah.
I don't tap.
I don't tap on niggas' close friends. I be tapping on the chicks' close friends, though.
I don't be tapping them no more either. Because either way, they going to say some. They either going to say some shit that's like, because they either doing some, if they got some spicy shit on there, they doing it for attention. They ain't doing that shit because they like, sexual. They doing that shit because they want a nigga to slide. You feel
just
me?
Just want a nigga to appreciate you.
Yeah, they just want some love and affection. Right, that's what they want, bro.
I thought that shit, too.
And then on top of that, they always tell them, like, bro, you know shit spicy when that motherfucker got a fence to close friends.
Yo, hold on. Yo, if you got a fence to close friends, if you don't get your childish ass out of here.
Yo, the fence are already spicy, but then they got the close friend. Bro, I'll be like, I don't even, bro, I'm trying to.
You
want to
know
bro.
Some funny shit real quick?
Talk to me.
I seen a nigga, not a nigga. I seen a girl, she had a fence to, but that bitch like came up under her fucking regular profile.
Dummy.
And it was like, people you should follow. It was her fence.
A true fence got like at least a true fence got under 100 fucking followers.
Hey, and then this thing
a true
fence
got under 100 followers. No, under 50 though, low key.
Shorty even had a video of her on her fence.
Bro, doofus.
Yeah, like
bro, some
fuck
niggas
out of here.
But and then also too, bro, like niggas go out so fucking. That's why low key I be like, man, with Twitter. Yeah, Instagram, I'm low-key doing overhaul 2021. Like, bro, you're not even saying, like, I can't fuck with you. I'm muting niggas shit. Like, I had to mute this one girl. She was doing branding and shit, but her branding was so cheese. Yeah. And her page is so fucking corny to me. And if DTC could listen to this shit, bro, he gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about. Because he sent me some shit from her. She is probably one of the corniest niggas on Instagram I've ever seen.
What's corny about her?
Because it's just, like, the branding be weird. And she do, like, fucking branding shit. I be like, bro, this shit whack. Like, this shit not organic. Like, this shit seems like... I'm gonna say after the podcast. It's like I don't want to say like I'm hating a dog talking shit. Weird shit. So that's why I'm like Clubhouse is very refreshing to me because it's social media that like I'm talking to people that I aspire to be or I want to be in their same path, their same lane as them.
Yeah.
And then I'm talking to them about real shit. I'm gaining knowledge. They're not afraid to kick knowledge, and they're saying some real shit. The other night, me and you was in a 4-hour joint together.
Nigga, we was in that bitch. And it was going crazy.
And we did not plan that either.
Can we? How much of that can we talk about on the pod?
We're not gonna talk about certain. We're not gonna talk about certain things. It was a Clubhouse about Cleveland creatives and how can Cleveland creatives come back into the city and that's all.
Yeah.
A couple takeaways.
Go ahead.
Takeaway number one is. I'm going to say positive, I'm going to negative.
Okay.
Positive is that a lot of people that I did not think would come in that room came in that room.
Oh, yeah.
And were willing to help out.
Yeah.
Some older niggas, older niggas like us and maybe even older than us,
yeah,
will say they're legends.
Yeah.
Younger niggas know who the fuck they niggas is.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Uh-huh.
But they get the money. You feel me?
That's a fact.
A lot of people that I didn't even know from Cleveland are in big positions in other cities. What I'll say is the niggas that are lit were not living in Cleveland currently.
That's a
fact. Which I tell niggas, you kind of got to get out this month. It's like we're like one of the weaker, biggest big cities in the state in the U.S.
Yeah,
you gotta branch out. It is what it is. A blue collar city
for sure.
And niggas giving out gems.
Mm-hmm.
Like real fucking gems. The key to a good Clubhouse room, if you know for a fact a lot of real influencers and shit will be in a room, maybe local wise, get in the Clubhouse early so you can be a moderator. And then if you can put your niggas on, Dev got into one, he be a moderator. And then Dev shouted me out in a very proper way.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I'm doing this and my homeboy Johnny, which is in the room right now below. And okay, cool. His call's in there, boom. Bring his ass up to the panel. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
And then now we talking our shit. And then sometimes you gotta, even when you moderate, not even you're the speaker, you still have to be a fly in the room.
That's
you
a
have
fact.
To be that fly on the fucking wall.
That's a fact.
I'm gonna get a couple negatives. Some you can't ask people how to help. How can we help? And then tell them why we're not going to help.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That is probably the wildest shit. Like, I hate when niggas do that shit. They'd be like this. How can we help you guys achieve? You tell them, and then they're like, well,
Yeah.
The reason why is because you don't do this and this and this and that. And this is the reason why we don't do this. And this is the reason. I was like, bro, why the fuck you ask a question? You feel me?
That's a fact.
But also, too, I know how to read a room. So I'm not going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say my piece. I'm going to say maybe, I'm not going to tell you like what you should. I'm going to give you tangible shit.
Yeah.
So even in the clubhouse, I say, yo, y'all can start doing maybe certain events and certain showcases or case studies. Or even like competitions down in Cleveland that involve maybe brands and shit like that. I say, yo, shout out. And I say, yo, Marcus Graham Project. Actually, real quick, I'm going to shout out Marcus Graham Project, which helps out minority students and young professionals get into the advertising and marketing world. They just got a crazy ass grant from the NBA.
Shout out.
You know what I mean? Shout out to them.
You think they're going to care about our porn hot takes?
It was tech news. It was tech news. It was tech news. It was tech news. You feel me?
Go ahead.
So
man.
Then now, like, that's tangible shit. You can't just go in there and be like, y'all don't do this for us.
Yeah.
And then not give out no solutions.
Yeah.
Like, because that shit, like what I just said, is a weekend thing, and they can literally just tap in and don't understand like how big of an impact you can have. Or you could be like, hey yo, like some of you people that are actors, can you come back to Caramel House and do a one night show?
I'm telling you.
Can you come back and premiere a movie at the Caramel House? Can we do a screening of your movie at the Caramel House?
Yeah.
Like shit like that is literally like tangible shit. And they be like this, okay, yo, you got the connect. Yeah, well, I got the setup.
Yeah.
Don't ever suggest a solution to something that you cannot put forth yourself. All you need is literally that nigga you put the suggestion to, that's the final piece of the fucking puzzle.
So let me
talk.
Let me
got you. Go ahead,
let
go
me
ahead,
come
ahead.
In. Because that was my con too. That was my negative about Clubhouse too. But this is the thing that I realized. A lot of these niggas that come from where we come from as creatives, and I'm specifically talking about Cleveland. Shouts out to everybody who live everywhere else.
Yeah.
But them niggas don't have the platforms. And I realized them niggas ain't have the platforms when we got in that clubhouse. Yeah. And them niggas was like, nigga, we still trying to find the big homie. And like that's what they said. Though.
And that's some real ass shit they said too. We trying to be the big homies.
And
nigga.
So, but this is where my problem with the big homies always are. I'm glad we right here. This is where we gonna
Talk
be at for
me.
A second. My problem with big homies is that their advice to the young homies be, oh, y'all gotta do some shit together first. But then the big homies don't do shit together. The niggas who we seen in that clubhouse, I didn't know until we got in that clubhouse that them niggas was cool. And I knew about each and every one of them niggas.
Yeah, most niggas is cool niggas for real.
So but
on a surface level.
I'm talking about with each other.
Ah, no. Yeah, them niggas all know each other. They all came up in the same era.
Right. But they're not working together currently.
Yeah.
And that fucks the game up for niggas because niggas is like, well, y'all don't even work together.
But think about this, though. Them niggas all, like you said, bro.
Niggas is trying to find a big homie.
Them niggas trying to get invited to the fucking Rock Nation brunches.
Crazy.
We told them to get invited to their brunches.
And them niggas trying to get invited to. And I don't knock that because to some niggas, we the big homie. And it's rooms that we trying to get into. But my advice to the little homie would never be, y'all need to do something with each other first. My shit is like, yo, y'all need to get started.
Yeah.
And I think that this.
But I think they said that, though. But I think they didn't say it in a way that we maybe wanted to hear it.
I think we read it. We heard it right.
Yeah, we was flossing around.
Me and you heard it right. Yeah, but when I saw some of our peers who we didn't personally know but came in the same
we
generation
know. We
kind of
know. We see them around town.
Them niggas, they wasn't going for it.
Yo, some niggas was not like. Some niggas did not just know just went like this just to be quiet.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I be
some niggas on some not bashing, but they was like y'all niggas ain't doing shit. And sometimes when you make suggestions to people, like I say, you come with solutions.
Yeah.
You come up with this. How can they be benefit out of the situation? You can't just tell these niggas they ain't shit.
I'm gonna get
in a very. They said it wasn't like they said y'all niggas don't do nothing for the fucking culture. They didn't say that, but it was more like you can see how nigga be like yo.
I'm telling you,
yo.
What I will say is this though, I had a crazy clubhouse experience yesterday. So
yeah, you be pinging me and shit.
Fam, I be pinging you and everything.
No, but I be working,
bro. I thought I pinged you in the mold toy. I'm like, cause we can split this.
Nah.
150 a piece?
Nah, hell no.
Hey, y'all hell heard my boy no. Johnny Mold before?
I'll be in trouble real quick, my nigga. Hell no.
I mean, that bitch like, hey, my boy in the bottom.
Hell no.
Pull him up. He got some shit.
Nah. I got niggas listening. I got a shout out for one person too.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause them niggas be like I'm saying, I got listeners, that motherfuckers that be reporting back to other people.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop fucking the pod game up, man. Y'all fucking up the pod game.
No, she an avid listener. Oh. She a supporter.
Stop fucking the pod game up. Yo, this is the thing, too. My girl was like, yeah, I saw they had a men moaning room. That shit is crazy, but I'd have smacked this shit out, too. I saw you in that bitch.
And I was like,
ha ha, niggas was doing what?
Niggas was wild.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yo,
but this is the wildest shit that I've seen happen. That's a good thing on Clubhouse. This is my Clubhouse story yesterday.
Yep.
Fam, so I ping you in this one room. And ultimately, it's a lot of the shit that we've experienced where niggas who have created platforms or niggas who have that entrepreneurship experience and that wealth, they're in this bitch trying to give out the information.
Right.
And so this nigga, he's an investor, him and his boy, and they helping this lady with her potential brand. And her thing was like making clothes for Muslim women. And they like, yo, that's a good idea because you can't just pull up to the store and get that shit. Boom. She found a problem. She's trying to create a solution.
Right.
So they're like, yeah, we're going to help you. We're going to coach this solution up and sharpen this shit up.
Yeah.
So after they talk, this lady's like, yo, this is why I love Clubhouse, because people are so willing to give away wisdom and information. That is correct. People are willing to do that. But then this is what happened. This shit blew my mind.
It went left real quick.
Nah, it stayed right. This shit is going to be crazy, though.
Okay.
So this dude says, yeah, but you know what I hate about Clubhouse? And everybody like, what? And he like, the Avi is shitty. Like, it's no real room. You got to, like, minimize shit. And then the Avi cut your shit off. And the Avi don't really work properly for pictures that you really want to have in this bitch. So the dude who was moderating the room and is an investor says, yeah, you right. I don't like that either. And then the dude says, don't worry, bro. I created one for you. So I have this graphic design that I use, and I just extended your dimensions and made it work for you. So now if you look at the top, if you refresh it, you'll see your new Avi that I made for you. And then the nigga refreshed it and was like, damn, bro, I really appreciate that. And then it was quiet for like 2 seconds, and he's like, hey, would you want to go into business on this? And he was like, yeah. And he's like, nah, like, I'm being for real. And he like, me too. And then the nigga's like, yo, you know what? Let's take this shit to the Clubhouse founders. Let's take this shit to the niggas who made Clubhouse. Let's do this. And niggas is like, did this nigga just get rich in 5 minutes? In 5 minutes on Clubhouse. I say all that shit to say, if you niggas are not using Clubhouse properly.
Yes, that was a keyword right there.
If you're not using that shit properly.
Please, bro. And also, too, I'm going to tell niggas right now, bro, don't ask me for the invite, because you know we got an extra invite.
Yeah.
Gave it to my one.
I gave mine.
I gave it to a real nigga. I gave it to a chosen one.
Hey,
a nigga that got sense.
And you know how niggas be passing their swords and shit down there? I want some Game of Thrones. I'm like, yo, don't misuse this.
Don't misuse the nigga. I'm not. Give you a lot of power. I'm not giving out invites to coons.
No, I'm
not doing it. Yeah. If I know for a fact you don't have, not saying you got shit going on, but you just a nigga that just ain't gonna use it wisely.
Getting on that bitch and all you're going to do is moan.
Cool. Nah, not even that. If you're going to be in that bitch, like, disrespecting women, having joke, like roasting, fucking, like, bullying type shit.
Yeah.
Like, you creating, like, beefing and all that shit. Like, you inviting other niggas. Like, we in this club. Like, nah, bro. Like, if your shit ain't about the positivity, about spreading knowledge, don't ping me in no wild fucking rooms either. I'm not getting no sex rooms. Don't ping me none of that
Come on, bro.
I don't want to listen to that shit, but I want a new, not even a new wave, because I've been on this wave since in 2020.
Yeah.
I've been just more focused, but bro, like, bro, I'm not even, Clubhouse is like LinkedIn to me. It's very cool.
Very much. I like that, though.
But it's just in a different, it's on a maybe more of a young adult party networking, it's on a happy hour scale.
Yeah.
Clubhouse is the happy hour of LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was saying.
And this is what makes Clubhouse. This is what makes.
And it's very private party vibes.
Mm-hmm. And this is what makes Clubhouse so dope, and so, it works so well. Because if I am this nigga who I have this business or I have this brand and I'm looking to expand that shit, then I'm building my profile on Clubhouse. And if I'm this person that I'm like, damn, I need to connect with that nigga.
Yep.
I'm following that nigga in every room that he go to. Like, I'm hitting the notification. Boop, follow. So I know when he start a room. And Clubhouse meets everybody. It puts us in places. The conversation in that room that we was in, we crazy. Not getting in that room without Clubhouse.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Yeah. And that's the thing about it. And that's what I was telling my young boys. Like, I was saying, like, and they was just like, yo, you would pay this money. I said, I won't say I pay $100 for Clubhouse access, but nigga told me $50 for it, and then I knew the shit I was going for.
I'm telling you.
And it's lit, because it's like, bro, I'll never meet the niggas I met in that room. I never think I'll meet them. Not saying my lifetime, because, like, I mean, I could probably meet them anywhere.
For sure.
But it just, like, at that, I never thought I'd be connected with them and be on a common level with them like that. So, in all, bro, niggers, no. Educated black people, yes. I just want to leave it at that.
Yo,
I saw that one nigga at the restaurant. You fucking nigger.
you talking about the old nigga who was in Atlanta?
Hell yeah. Fuck y'all niggas. I ain't about to be fucking with y'all niggas in Clubhouse.
Hey, shouts out to the fucking Clubhouse. I have a don't be a dummy that I want to get into.
Who we?
Okay. So listen, this shit is low key crazy as fuck.
Oh, what's it? Is this a true story?
Yeah. This is a real story. Like, not submitted to us, but this is where, this is the hub. This comes from the hub, not Pornhub. Shouts out to Pornhub for that change. I don't know. I fucked that one up. here's this one. My husband keeps talking about ways he would kill me. He's joking, but I want it to stop, and he won't. I know the title sounds alarming, but it's not that bad. I'm 26. My husband is 35, and he's a wonderful guy, and we have a great relationship. One time we were watching a movie where the couple is joking around about ways they would kill each other. I think the movie is This Is 40. And the husband says he'd smother the wife or something. And the wife said she'd poison the husband and he'd be sweet and sickly before he died. It sounds messed up, but it was the funny part of the movie. My husband jokingly asks how I do him in. And I said, I don't know. I've never thought about it. And then he tells me a detailed plan of how he'd kill me and how he'd dispose of my body. I thought this was weird, but he watches a lot of those true crime shows. So I figure it's just from that. But it's been happening more and more. We'll just be watching TV and he'll be like, oh, if I wanted to kill you, I could while you in the shower. As we're driving, he'll be like, oh, that's where I dump your body. I know he's kidding, but it still makes me uncomfortable, so I asked him to stop, but it's almost like a tick because he keeps doing it before he even realizes he's doing it, and then he apologizes profusely and assures me he's kidding.
This is
how I feel.
Number one, they had to be white.
Come on now. You heard the voice that I read it in, right? Okay.
Good old cold switch voice.
Yeah, you heard the voice that I read that in.
Good old cold switch voice.
Shorty, this is how I feel, man.
Talk to him.
You got to get the fuck out of the house. You got to get the fuck out of there. That's not your husband no more. That nigga has some type of insidious demon inside of that nigga's spirit. And he going to kill your ass. And you playing around doing what typical white people do, giving the benefit of the doubt in times where it shouldn't be no motherfucking benefit and it should be hella doubt. This chick is staying with this nigga. Shorty, my advice for you is to get so far from that nigga. If a nigga tells you I would dump your body in that bitch, I don't even joke with my niggas like that. And we say all types of foul shit to each other.
Yeah, I think I never really told a nigga how I'd kill him.
That's crazy. Niggas who tell you how they will kill you will fucking kill you.
My takeaway is this. As soon as you said kill, like body and all that, kill whatever, whoop whoop. I thought about one thing.
What's that?
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Come on, man.
That's an OJ trial right there.
Come on.
That's an OJ trial.
Come on, man.
The good old. You feel me? Like,
yeah. The two
on top of that, too. Shorty must be on a life insurance policy, my nigga.
How the fuck do you get... This is the... Man, nigga, what? And she said, like, I didn't read the full thing because it's long as fuck, but hell at some point she's in that bitch talking about how she's pregnant. And this nigga joking about killing you.
Double murder, my nigga.
Yo.
I'm cool on that shit, bro. There's certain situations, bro, like I'm not going to joke with my girl with. I'm not joking no wild shit with, bro, because that shit, like, wild. Like, I'm not going to be like, eh. Like, number one, that nigga probably want them near-death orgasms and shit in bed. Choke me till I can't breathe.
Nigga, hey, he would have definitely won that 300.
Let my Facebook number balls blue.
That nigga would have moaned his ass off in Clubhouse. Yo.
Death.
What's
that
up?
That nigga said, make my face blue, not my balls blue.
Not my balls blue. Hey, get the fuck out of here. Yo, hey. My advice to this couple is to try to be less white. Get you some black friends. Get you a black couple that you aspire to be like.
Bro.
A healthy black couple.
That's some wild shit, bro.
That man is going to kill you, lady. Don't be a fucking dummy. Don't stay in that fucking house. Get the fuck out that bitch, bro.
They always say, like, if a nigga tell you, someone tell you they'll break up with you, they'll probably break up with you. So,
oh,
like,
come on,
if
son.
A nigga tell you they'll kill you, bro.
That nigga is going
to
kill you.
And not out of anger either. Like, if it's out of anger, like, I'll kill your mother. Like, nah, okay, cool.
Stop playing with me, bitch.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I done heard that before. Yeah. I done heard that one before. Woo, you're going to kill me.
Fair.
But someone, when they can tell you, call me, like, yo, like, you know. That's a great idea to kill
Hey,
you.
Real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. We've been friends for years now.
Yes.
If I told you more than once how I would kill you.
Nigga, I would not be on the podcast, bro. I took me and my talents in my crib, my nigga. What, you have a competitor. You have a grade A competitor because I'll be damn the best. I'm going to die. You feel me? Look, I ain't get to that part of the journey in my the bed. You feel me?
Hey, get the fuck out of here, man.
You tripping, bro.
Listen, yeah, don't be a fucking dummy. You gotta get the fuck out that bitch.
Doofus.
Man. I like that shit. I'm a chop that. I'm not gonna doofus. Screw it, but I'm a chop that. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be quiet so you can just say it.
Doofus.
No, nigga. Oh, say it with some energy.
Oh, fucking doofus, nigga.
There you go, nigga. And I'm dropping a bomb. Last few topics before we get out of here.
Yeah.
E-40 and Too Short versus?
Don't listen to that shit, bro. Ooh, don't listen to that. Ooh. Bro, don't listen to that shit, bro.
Ooh.
I saw, bro, last night was probably the worst fucking New Music Friday I've ever seen. Like,
what dropped?
Nothing dropped. Like, nothing dropped, bro.
I want to, so hold on. Before we get into the new music, because I do want to talk about that. So the reason why I'm not listening to this versus exists is so Bay Area.
Oh, it's a versus?
Too Short versus E-40, yeah.
It's just the album together.
Oh, and they're doing the verses.
Oh, I was talking about the album they dropped E-40? Together.
No, I don't give a fuck about the E-40.
Oh, I'm watching the E-40.
The reason why
that's a Bay Area classic.
It's so Bay, but it's so Bay Area.
It might
area.
Be too Bay Area.
Yeah,
it might be too Bay Area. It hasn't been a legit raw Bay Area nigga since Mozzie.
Mm-hmm.
And is it 03 Greedo? He from the Bay Area? Or
I thought he was from Chicago.
I thought he was from LA.
He might be. He's okay. Dead though, ain't he?
No, he in jail for like 20-something years, though.
He's dead. Yeah, so what are you saying?
He's dead. Yeah, he calling new music. I don't know how. He proposed to his girl before he went to jail. I'm like, the dummy. Like, she better get dicked down by another nigga. Like I'm saying, like 20-something years, conjugal visits. She better get piped from
niggas
else.
Done.
But it's not her and Mozzie's probably the two biggest names I know from the Bay. And if you really listen, you know, and you wouldn't even know her was from the Bay unless you listen to Slide. Yeah. Like, that has a very Bay vibe to it. Besides that, there's really no one from the Bay that's really prominent in the streets. But like, you got E-40 and Too Short, but like, that might be too Bay Area.
And then ultimately...
It might be just the fact that Bay Area is not on the map as Atlanta. Because like, Gucci and fucking Jeezy was very in Atlanta, but Atlanta has become the universal sound of hip-hop.
It's
now.
Two places you go as an artist in the United States. It's Atlanta and it's New York. Those are the two places. And... I would even say less New York right now. I would even say Chicago.
Atlanta, Chicago, LA, New York. Those are four music hubs.
Yeah, not the Bay. And so I feel like as somebody that's not hella into the Bay culture, I'm going to have to pass this one. I'm passing up on this one because it's old niggas that's about to be. No, I know, for sure. Oh, plenty of classics.
But Too Short's classes are like, to me, my Too Short classes are like, we were growing up. Like, them old Too Short records from the 90s, not listen to them.
Our moms was getting fucked to the Too Short classics.
Bro, real I knew my real. Mom was a wild nigga when she listened to Too Short in
Come
the
on.
Car. I said, yo, mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, you going to do what? You're going to pop what?
What, mom?
You're gonna...
I said, yo, you lived a life.
I'm telling you. That's who's who. And then it's like, the E-40 shit, we were in elementary school when the E-40 shit was popping.
Now, E-40 been popping
for years.
But I think thing about them niggas, it's niggas like him, Twista, Too Short that had like hits when we were growing up,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't realize they were older niggas like later on. That's like yeah. that's like niggas like Young Dro has a popping song out here. And the young niggas like, oh, you listen to Young Dro, like he like you know, it's like yeah. nigga shoulderling Young Dro. Oh yeah, we've been knew about that nigga. Like oh, I never knew. Yeah. But like think about the hits that Too Short had, Blow the Whistle, Shake That Monkey, and then Tell Me Where to Go, E-40, Tell Me Where to Go, and Function. Mm-hmm. Function's a banger, too.
And that's the thing, too. Like, when we was listening to them tracks, I didn't realize the magnitude of what them tracks was. And now I respect it, but I'm not about to sit through an hour and a half of E-40 and Too Short because I'm not turning up to that the same way. Like, I'm going to need an older bitch to turn up to that with. Because my girl, she not about to be popping shit to the E-40 and the Too Short. She don't really know how to pop her shit to the E-40.
The Shake the Monkey and Blow the Whistle?
She not popping that shit to the...
Are you telling her? Are you saying it?
No, I'm saying it.
Oh, okay. I know. I'm not telling her.
Hey, come on. Body positivity.
I thought you were telling her that she's not doing that.
No, you can't. Hell, I actually would prefer... If you doing the shit that Too Short was talking about, hey, we good. We locked in. but generationally, I know she's not popping that shit to the E-40. So I'm going to skip this one, but I'll fuck around and I'll get the highlights.
It's not a watch party vibe. It's not watch party vibe.
No, it's not. It's house party vibes.
I'll play like this. Like Gucci and Jeezy, watch party vibes.
Very watch party. I didn't think the Keisha and Ashanti was watch party though.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I think that when it comes to maybe like... this one's just like, oh, pop in, pop out.
Yeah.
Let me know one. Like if I'll be on Twitter and nigga just say, oh, yo, he just play shit. I'm down, but tapping.
It's about to be hella old pussy that's popping to this E-40 Too Short.
Yo. Ew. 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 Hell no, bro.
Do you have a? So this is the thing. This is our last episode for the year.
Yes.
I am personally. This is where I'm at with year list.
Ah.
I don't give a fuck about them. I don't give a fuck about them because all of this shit be so, it don't be no real stats behind shit.
Year wrap-ups?
Yeah, like, not necessarily year wrap-ups, but more so when niggas be coming out with their list. Like, these was the best niggas of the past 5 years.
No credentials.
It don't be, and it come from niggas who, these niggas be friends, or these niggas, like you said, don't have real credentials and the niggas that they putting on. So here's an example, man.
this is a shot to something, too.
This is a shot,
you know,
too.
Exactly. I think I have a key to where the fuck this shot going from, and I'm going to let you ride.
So this is where my shot is going from. My shot is going to two different groups of people. It's going to niggas who don't have any... it's going to niggas who you don't need to have a list. You shouldn't have a fucking list. Like, I think that if you can't include yourself on a list, you shouldn't have a list.
Facts.
Then this shot is going to niggas who this is going to award shows who don't fucking know what's really going on. So their nominations, which could be considered lists, make no fucking sense.
I knew exactly who's going to go with that.
So when it comes to these New Year's lists, I don't give a fuck about who you thought was the best nigga these past 10 years. I don't give a fuck about who you thought was the best nigga this year.
It depends on who's saying it, though. If it's like cultural niggas, then we lit.
Yes, but the niggas who have lists aren't cultural niggas. They be niggas who is like, this is what I listen to on my Apple Music, so these are the best niggas of the past 10 years.
Yo, I'm going to let you know right now, I don't even get no music on music niggas no more.
You can't.
I don't,
bro. It's no point.
Nigga try to tell me D-Smoke whack. I said, you ever listen to D-Smoke?
That's crazy.
I said, then shut the fuck up, man.
Damn, that's crazy.
Oh, my God. That pissed me off.
What do you, where are you, are you doing a list? Are you doing a wrap-up?
No, because my, like, it's like, think about this, bro. Like, I can't do a wrap-up on music because, number one, you niggas aren't even music, don't even have musical education. Like, to even get in that bag with me. Number two.
You're not in the rooms.
Exactly. Number two, like, my music taste is very different from other people. So, I can listen. You can listen. Some niggas listen to Lil Baby and shit all damn day, and that's what they gonna listen to.
I'll listen
to maybe different type of vibe. You talking about other shit going on, bro? Like,
do you have a, like...
moments and shit?
Yeah. Do you have a viral moment this year that just made you go, God damn, this is going on my list?
The only thing I'll say is that Meg and Tory shit.
That shit was spicy as fuck.
That deal was too spicy. And I never knew some nigga tweeted that shit. No, let me chill. That nigga wild. But, and then what else? What else what happened? And then Trump didn't get him to the office.
Yeah, hell yeah. That shit
was wild.
That is COVID. COVID. COVID, wait, hold on. COVID is going on which, like, Oh, like moments that were
when niggas thought this shit was just a fucking a flu.
Yeah,
when niggas thought this shit was gonna be a 2 week jug, and now niggas like, yo, it's wild out here, bro.
Niggas still in the house. We've been potting since COVID, still having to do that shit. We thought we was gonna be outside. Nah, that's
bro. Real. Like literally, like remember when COVID first started, we saying like, we gonna take a little break from recording. Like we gonna just chill out for.
We gonna try to stay healthy.
Yeah, nigga, we was like that,
see
man.
All of the feelings.
Like, when it was June, we was like, bro, this COVID shit ain't going nowhere no time soon.
No fucking time. We still here. I wanted to get your opinion on this too. Outside, since we on this music conversation,
talk to me.
That Cudi album. Did you ever listen to it?
No, I'm not a fan of Cudi's
damn.
Music.
Damn.
I'm a fan
damn,
of Cudi.
You don't like Cudi music?
I'm not a fan of Cudi's music.
What about it? Don't you like?
It just, I don't know. I don't feel nothing when I listen to it.
Jesus Christ, you cold.
I fuck with.
Nigga say he don't feel
just
nothing.
Just As I Am. I fuck with that okay. song with Chip on it.
Yeah.
I fuck with I'll put it like this. As I respect him as an artist.
Yeah.
I respect the sound and I respect him. And he is probably one of the most underrated niggas in the music game. Rap wise, for him to be of his longevity career, and for him to come out with albums and shit, and then people don't. There's a lot of let me put this. There's a lot of niggas on good music that never even niggas don't ever think about. You know what I'm saying?
I want you to. Did we ever really list that shit? I don't think we did.
I think when we talked about good music, bro, I think we niggas never really list Kid Cudi in the good music talks.
But this is the thing. I think we scrapped. Did we scrap that episode?
Yeah, we did.
Run through that good music list because I thought about that shit after we recorded and I was
it.
Like,
think about it. 2 Chainz, Teyana Taylor, Big Sean, Saha the Prince, Kid Cudi, John Legend at one moment,
yeah.
Comet at one moment, Consequence at one moment.
Yep.
I don't think Farnsworth Bentley was on good music. He might have been on good music at the time.
I remember that shit. Designer. Like, and I'm not saying Designer is in like a sense of he was a hater, but regardless of how you put it, he had that bitch Kanye sampled that. Like, Kanye made that nigga hot. Kanye made
right.
him respectable.
You right.
Everybody that Travis Scott.
Oh yeah, what do you think about?
Yo,
Travis?
The niggas that was on good music, all went on.
Sheck West.
Damn, Sheck West was on good music.
He is on good music. He still is on good music.
Yo. This is how I feel about
it. It's either you were or weren't. Like I'll say like you've been through good music. You feel me? I don't think Kid Cudi's on good music no more.
No, hell no, he not. But Kid Cudi hasn't been on good music since like after that Dark Fantasy shit. Like that.
He slid out.
Yeah, he has slid out because I think him and Kanye had got into some shit. I don't think they was agreeing. But I see why you're saying you fuck with Cudi personally because obviously Cudi has, I think, helped create a lot of sounds that we enjoy now, which is crazy to me that you say that you don't feel nothing because without Cudi, there is no Kanye's, there is no Travis Scott's.
There's no who?
Kanye's and well, there's a Kanye, but there's not a level of Kanye. We don't get a certain era of Kanye without Cudi. We don't get 808s and Heartbreaks or Dark Fantasy or Yeezus. Nah, I'm not.
808s and Heartbreaks came from Cudi, though.
No, it didn't.
Was Cudi in the studio when that shit happened?
Like, yes. The story behind 808s and Heartbreaks is Cudi and Kanye moved to Hawaii and made that album. So when you listen to joints like the song Welcome to Heartbreak and Cudi on that bitch, Dark Fantasy, Cudi's all over that bitch. Yeezus, Cudi is not on that album, but it's still that heavy, that pain, that auto-tune, that
it
spacey. Yeah. So if we don't have Cudi, we don't get that era of Kanye. So I'm here for painting Cudi as a legend from here. I'm not going to paint him as a legend in the music industry. But right. I will paint him as a legend from here.
Oh, they got Q-Tip on there, too.
A lot of niggas was on good music. A lot of legendary niggas or a lot of amazing niggas were on good music.
Right.
The Cudi album, you need to listen to it, though. I think you need to listen to it. And you didn't feel shit.
I just don't, like, I'm telling, like, I've even since, like, Day and Night, it's like it's certain songs I fuck with, like Poker Face,
yeah.
Day and Night, Just As I Am. Like, I fuck with him. I'm just saying, like, bro, that's like me listening to Eminem album.
Oh, wait. And he dropped, too.
You know I didn't click on that shit.
You know I didn't click on that. Yo, hey, fuck you. First off, fuck you if you clicked on the M album.
Hey, yo. He had that one hit. It's one of them bitches on there. Like, he had a song on there, too.
On this new joint?
Yeah.
This is where I'm at with the M album, and this is at the same place that I was at with the Wayne joint. I like rap, but... I'm tired of hearing the rappity rap where I'ma just rhyme shit.
Yo.
What's up?
think, actually, one thing. Can you hear my mic through the headphones?
Yeah.
All right, bet, because I can't hear my shit.
Okay, cool.
So look. Yeah. Make sure your niggas can hear me. You feel me? Because I got shit to talk about. So
nigga said you gonna hear this.
This nigga Wayne, so Nicki and Drake's fucking masters in that fucking deal.
$400 million. His Nicki.
Now
and
I wasn't
Drake.
Gonna talk about that Wayne shit.
Yeah.
Until I saw this nigga sold Drake and Nicki shit to Universal Music Group. That's some wild fucking shit.
If you Drake right now, how are you feeling? Because I'm feeling like. Nigga, what the? I'm feeling like you did the same shit to me that baby did to you.
It depends on the call.
Yeah, the intent behind that shit.
If Wayne would have called me and been like, "This is what I'm doing."
Yeah.
Right. This is what I'm doing.
And why I'm doing it.
This is what, and then if I would agree to it, like you feel what I'm saying? Because I doubt. I almost like this. I hope not, and I doubt that Wayne just sold this nigga shit without telling him. That's some why. If he did that shit. Then you we because you fucking a generational shit. I feel like Wayne. I thought that was a smart on Wayne's part because you got kids, bro. Your kids can get paid off your royalty checks.
Yeah,
because it's generational.
I feel like Wayne is going to jail, and he needs to have some money.
Yeah,
and so he had to make that call. And I feel like at
he
the end
like
of
10 years.
Yeah, like Wayne about to go to jail. Yeah. And I think when you at first sent that shit to the chat or somebody had sent that shit to me and I'm like, niggas be thinking that Trump cosign gonna save him.
No.
And that bitch backfire on
you.
But
you know niggas did that shit. Niggas did that shit for money though.
That Trump cosign?
Hell yeah, 50 Cent said that shit.
Yeah.
But I was just disappointed.
I'm disappointed because I feel like
I don't got the deals like that. So I don't know what came behind that.
Should our legends be more protective of each other? Should our legends, if you Hov, which Hov has bailed Wayne out before. If I'm Hov, if I'm 50,
which says something in itself.
Yeah.
That you niggas got all this money.
Even as, I want to know where's the real, because supposedly the relationship between Wayne and Baby had got patched up. And I want to know where
which
is
makes
that.
Sense.
But does it though? If Wayne is going to jail and selling his masters for $100 million?
No. Wayne's selling it. Wayne probably owns his own masters now, because of the shit mm-hmm. that happened with Baby and them niggas.
Yeah.
But he owns Drake
I can
and
see that.
Nicki shit because he signed under Young Money.
Yeah, I can see
so,
that.
So it's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
And not saying it's fucked because I don't know this. I can't say it's fucked up because I don't know the talks. If Nicki and Drake. Co-sign that shit, then it's not fucked up. And nigga, they stupid then too. You feel me? They didn't get their masters out that nigga.
That's a fact.
You feel me? Because I would have been bought my masters.
Yeah.
But you might not have $50 million just laying around that bitch. Because niggas don't know how money works. You might be worth something. That means you have that money in the fucking bank. You
that's
feel
a fact.
Me?
Yeah.
Niggas don't know how net worth works.
Yeah.
So, on top of that too, like, that nigga going to jail for it just he a grown man. Like, the nigga, Wayne about to be 40. What else can Baby do?
Yeah.
What else can Wayne got? Wayne literally has a 23-year-old daughter, 25-year-old daughter.
Nah, that's a fact.
This nigga has like multiple wives. Yeah, multiple wives, has multiple children. The nigga about to hit 40. Like, what can Baby do for Baby? About to be 50 years old. 50.
Nigga's not even Baby no more.
Bro, what the fuck? Like, yeah. My thing is this, bro. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna keep it straight like a bean. If I hit 50 years old, right, I got a 30-year-old son, and this nigga a crackhead, bro. What the fuck you want me to do? He 30-something years old. Like, now, if he wants help, I will give him help. But he a grown man.
That's a fact.
Make your own fucking decisions.
That's a fact.
Nigga, speaking about money, I got one last little shit before we leave out this bitch.
What's up?
You remember, what's the light-skinned shorty from Pam? Not Pam, Gina.
Gina. She
what's
divorced
her
husband.
Nigga, why she said she has $7 left to her name?
What?
Yes, nigga.
Are you serious?
Bro, she won an interview with, like, E... Or like Insider at Night. One of them fucking set. You know when the news come on at like 7 o'clock. Like
yeah.
Come and they call entertainment news. And they're like, yo, oh my God, Katie Holmes just kissed this person. Yeah,
Katie Holmes. Our listeners don't know who Katie Holmes is.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, you know, I had cable growing up. Facts, my nigga. So she went on there and she was talking about how she legit had like less than $100 to her name in her bank account. And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
And like, and I even know some like, and I don't, and niggas gonna tell me, you don't know people's struggles. Like, you telling me.
Everybody goes through things.
You telling me.
We're all human.
In your bank account, You had 50?
Yeah, that's tough.
Nigga, I don't have that
much. And this is the thing. Not even.
She hosted. She hosted Soul Train Awards like 4 times.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You cannot compare because her bag's supposed to be way bigger than yours.
It has to be. I'm going to play this. Either A, it's poor money management. 2, like, I don't know what the fuck going on with her and her husband. Or 3, yo, like.
You know. Go ahead.
You got Martin money. You got my wife and kids money. You got.
You're supposed to be good off the strength.
Not even good. You don't even got to be good, but like $50?
No, I'm telling you. If your show is Martin, you supposed to be good.
But like it could be like you could be $100,000 rich good, and I ain't mad at that. But you talking about $50 to your name good? Like, yeah. Nah, I ain't that, bro. I know niggas that go down bad. Like, yeah. They're talking about she got money.
Yeah.
Like, I know for a fact they ain't pay her at Soul Train Awards.
You ever
a little bit amount of money to do that show?
You ever seen the show that her husband was on, Dwayne Martin was on with Kevin Hart? It was called like Real Husbands of Hollywood or some shit like
him,
that.
Him, and then he did All of Us too.
And you know how Kev used to always, they used to always say he was a scammer. Like on the show, they used to always be like, oh, Dwayne always scamming people. That nigga's had to have scammed her out of some shit. Yeah, she only walked away with $7.
He did like, yo, I'm not saying she like stupid, but I was in disbelief when she said that shit.
Yeah.
If this nigga finessed her to the point that, and he said like she had taken care of her son by herself and all this shit, like
damn, way to drop the ball.
She said like they had a downsize. Damn. And you got $50 to your name, bro.
Hey, you know what though? That's the most embarrassing shit. It's one thing that you and your girl went separate.
On TV. I want to win on TV and say that shit.
Yeah.
Hell no.
It's one thing for you and your girl to separate. It's another thing for your girl to separate from you and then start telling about the shit.
I ain't gonna hold you though, bro. And that's just some me shit for real. If me and my chick separate, and me and my wife divorce, and I got a kid by her,
yeah.
And I guess how I am is like we was together. It wasn't really never like one night stand shit. It was like we was legit together, yeah. Fuck each other and shit. And then like you, especially with my child, bro. Man, my baby moms will never be going out bad, bro.
Nah.
Nah, I ain't gonna take care of her
but
ass.
But your baby moms and your wife is too different. If you're getting divorced of your wife.
I'm still don't know. My wife never gonna go out bad.
Nah, but you can't say that because you don't know why you divorcing your wife.
That's true. Also like this. If me and her just decide to go our separate ways.
Yeah.
Right.
She's not going out bad. If that's
hell no.
That's understandable.
Especially if she is the mother of my child and he is still under the age of 18.
That's understandable.
Hell no, bro.
But
that shit whack, my nigga.
You gotta find out why they're getting divorced first. And nobody knows why they're getting divorced.
But even if like she cheat, bro, I couldn't go out greasy like that. And listen what I'm saying though. No.
Yeah, because I'm saying.
Nah, if it's some wild, wild shit, then we gotta slide. But like I gotta do some I gotta leave her greasy. You feel me?
Yeah.
But if it's like she cheat on me with a nigga, but it had nothing to do with like my son didn't see the shit, like I accepted it is what it is. I just don't wanna abuse you no more.
Yeah.
Bro, you wanna like you say like you feel like we doing co-parenting. All that, are you in your child? You want your son, like my son, want to live with his mom?
Yeah.
All that shit, whoopty whoopty whoop, cool. I can't just be in this bitch like, I'm not gonna make you look bad in front of my son, bro.
I just know
how that shit. That story don't never end good, bro. Until like 30 some years later, bro. Like honestly, like I don't know. I hope she ain't do no wild shit for him to be like, you ain't getting no fucking money, but like $50.
It's tough out here. It's very tough out here. What are your shout outs before we get into the new year?
Shout out. Now you got the music playing in the background.
Oh, you can hear it now?
Yeah.
Softly. Yeah. Trying to give a nigga a little something to talk his shit over.
Real quick, though, just shout out to all the people that listen and shit. Hey, yo, shout out to Christina. She listens all the time.
Shouts out.
You feel me? She lit.
Shout out.
Hey, yo, we can fuck at the time. Shout out to this year, bro. Shout out to all the niggas that literally listened to us all this year. The support, the growth and shit. Shout out to Crisis. Shout out to all the people that bought the black, listen to Black Woman hoodies. Shout out to Don for pulling up last week.
And first off, it's not a shout out, but fuck UPS and fuck FedEx because y'all fucked up the rollout. That's what I meant to say when we started this fucking podcast. Fuck y'all, man.
They didn't put that rollout, bro.
Yeah, fuck the rollout up. You fucked the game up. You stepped on our product. I'm on your ass for that shit, UPS.
So, yeah. So, we just lit, bro. Shit just fucked up right now for UPS, but we gonna get your nigga shit out there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Besides that shit, bro.
As always, make sure y'all motherfuckers like, fucking subscribe, and like Bearside says, vibe, yeah. Man. Listen, leave some rates on that shit.
Yeah.
Leave a review on that shit.
Yeah.
And fucking spend time with your family this holiday, nigga.
Yeah. And we out, bro. Fat. I drink white with a snow bunny, talking big shit, and a scraper going hella down.